best fighter that we could get of that is just blinking horses.
So they had a lot of horses.
The only one that came out probably. The other
was they had a lot of horses, you see, because they had the coal business.
Yes.
You know, a coal pit. Mm. And they used to bring it around. I can't pick those women folk at all, really. That looks a bit like Marie to me.
Yes, we think that's Marie.
Yeah.
But those other two, we wondered if they were McDevitt's, but Eileen McDevitt says no, they're not.
No. I suppose one could have been Mary, Mrs. Chimenright. One could be Mary. Huh?
Well, that couldn't be Mary, could it?
No, that doesn't look like Mary.
It has to be Marie then.
I would say that was Mary, right? Mary Webb. She was a Mary Webb.
That one there?
Hmm.
This old lady here?
No.
Jim's wife.
Jim's wife. That's who that looks to me, to be Jim's wife. Looks like Mary. She was Mary Webb, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bob Young used to go out there quite a bit, you know, to their,
mm-hmm.
their place.
Wonder why.
Well, used to go at Marie, didn't they?
Did
many,
they?
Many years ago.
Oh, did he? Is that right?
Well, he used to go out there. We used to always say it was to see Marie, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be right then.
He used to go there quite a bit.
Well, this makes sense. If you think that's Mary Webb, this makes sense because these were all found in Uncle Jim's place.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon that's Mary myself.
Just dream that. What was his name?
Tom, was it?
No.
What? Jim. Jim, that's right.
And Mary Webb.
Yeah, I reckon that's Mary Webb.
Right, we're getting there.
Yeah.
So there's just one left now. Yeah. And that's that one in the front. It would have been Mary Webb chaperone, maybe. Wouldn't be this Katie person, would it?
Oh, it could be too, Katie Geller. Could be her too. It could be her.
Do you see any resemblance? Did you?
No, I can't. No, I wouldn't see the resemblance. Just too long back, actually.
You know, when you think Mary Webb's there and Bob Young's there,
it
could be.
Yeah.
Put that one away. It's a finger, useful, thank you very much.
You've got very much information for me. I'll be on that tape and when you listen to that tape, say, listen to that silly old thing. Megan.
No, not at all. I'd be very pleased to have it all. What else?
See, there was a picture there of people such as Babbins. That's in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I reckon there's a lot of those. I reckon that's me in there. That little thing there.
We top in the
middle.
With a head down.
And I reckon that's Eileen McDevitt and Beryl's Pearl shirt, not Beryl Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to look up this book to see if that photo is in there.
Yes, it is, I think. I think it is because Terry Enright.
I bought it out last night and I...
It's in the St. Bathins book.
Yeah,
well, there's one with Terry Enright in it, and if Eileen McDevitt's there, Terry will be there, won't
he? But Eileen McDevitt's there,
yeah?
She's in this one. That's Louis Pawley, and that's Beryl Sherp.
Mm.
See, they were twins, Beryl and Bertha. That's Beryl and that's Bertha. Bertha died.
Mm.
And that's a Pawley. That's Ottie Ball. That's Irene Harley. And Pearl Sherp. Eileen McDevitt. Myself. That's a girl McPhee, and that's Eileen Dillon. That's Emma Reagan. That's Jack Wilkinson.
That's great.
Two cows at Pankers and Battens.
Your grandmother.
Yes. They sent them out because she lost her husband before her last child was born. He died of pneumonia, granddad did. And then Uncle Michael, this was the one that was the Christian brother, he was born after that. And
What am I telling you about it?
You're telling about the cows coming.
Oh, yes. It says about where the people were so pleased with it that there were the first two cows that came from some came into some bathrooms.
Where'd they come from?
Naseby. That's where they came from Naseby. It's it oh, out all in here, you know. Yes, where they thought, you know, she'd have a struggle trying to live, and she used to milk these cows and mum them. My mother used to deliver the milk round the town to the different places, you know. That thought.
Where'd she get the bull from?
God knows where it came from, I wouldn't know.
That was just the market.
That's the cows were there that came at any rate from there, so I suppose then, as time went on, I suppose there were more people and more people, you know, and I mean, got things, but she was there and they lived on a little wee shack too, a house there. Grandma, we always call it Grandma's Place, you know what I mean? It was.
About what year was that,
Ruth? Well, I was born 908, and that would be a long time before that, because Grandma was, she was married. That's all the gin of it, and I got a type all off. That was given to us from Australia.